Good morning. Wishing you a great Monday and a great week ahead. Welcome to today's episode of Morning Wealth. We're talking about three things. US stocks fell and snapped a three-week winning streak. OPEC Plus agrees on output increases and the week ahead. US stocks fell and snapped a three-week winning streak as data showed that consumer sentiment dwindled in early July, driven in part by concerns of high inflation. The S&P 500 lost about 0.8%, the Dow was down 0.9%, with losses accelerating in the trading session. The Nasdaq also was down by about 0.8%. All three major indexes notched weekly losses. The S&P 500 and Dow shed about 1% and 0.5% respectively. The Nasdaq was down by about 1.9%. Last week was marked by several choppy sessions of trading as investors passed a higher than expected inflation reading on Tuesday, comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell and economic data on Friday. Shares of cyclical groups like financials and energy companies lagged behind the broader market last week, while the Russell 2000 index of small companies dropped 5.1%, its worst week since October. Meanwhile, treasuries have continued to rally. The downturn in these sectors and gains for government bonds highlight how trades that have outperformed earlier in the year have been retreating lately. Some investors have grown wary that economic growth will moderate from the blockbuster levels recorded this year. On Friday, investors passed some mixed economic data. A report showed that consumer sentiment in the US declined in early July amid concerns over high inflation. Americans' expected inflation rate rose in July compared with June, a University of Michigan survey showed, with consumers' complaints about rising prices on homes, vehicles, and household durables reaching an all-time record. We had the retail sales number as well. Retail sales picked up back in June, but just as important as how much money Americans spent last month is where they spent it, is what is the coverage that I read on Wall Street Journal. Retail sales, spending at stores, restaurants, and online rose about 0.6% in June from a month earlier, the Commerce Department reported on Friday. Sales might have been stronger if some retailers had inventory to meet demand, but on balance, there were more bright spots in the report than dark ones. Among them, sales at food services and drinking places, basically restaurants and bars, rose about 2%. Sales at clothing and accessory stores rose about 2.6%. And sales at departmental stores rose about 4.6%. So that is reflective of how spending has shifted as the pandemic's grip on the economy has lessened. People are dining out more and heading back to the mall. Moreover, this shift in spending patterns is probably only partially reflected in the retail sales figure. The only category in Friday's report that counts as services spending is restaurants and bars, but their sales only account for about 11% of the report's measure of sales. Overall services spending, which includes everything from housing costs to dental visits to haircuts, accounts for about 2/3 of the overall consumer spending. Meanwhile, concerns about the Delta variant have flared up lately, weighing on shares of airlines and cruise operators on Friday, making them among the worst S&P 500 performers. Carnival was down about 4.7%. The yield on the 10-year Treasury settled at about 1.30 on Friday, falling for the third consecutive week. In some other corporate news, Moderna shares jumped about 10.3% after the S&P 500 said it would add the pharmaceutical company to the S&P 500 index effective July 21st. US-listed Chinese ride-hailing firm Didi Global fell another 3.2% after state security and police officials were sent to the company's offices Friday as part of a cybersecurity investigation. On to oil now. OPEC and its Russia-led oil-producing allies on Sunday agreed to restore all the production cuts they made when the pandemic started, increasing output by 400,000 barrels a day each month through the later part of 2022. The Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries and a group of big producers led by Russia, collectively called OPEC Plus, has agreed to release oil in modest installments over the coming months, starting in August, a sign that the pace of global economic recovery remains uncertain. Although much of the developing world is still fighting surges in coronavirus, wealthier nations, including the US and parts of Europe, have seen a rapid resumption in economic activity and an increasing demand for crude, as well as price increases, shortages, and supply bottlenecks. OPEC said last week it expects the world's appetite for crude to rise by about 3.3 million barrels a day to average 99.9 million barrels a day next year, about the same level of demand before the pandemic. The group will reassess market conditions in December. Lastly, on to the week ahead. The second quarter earnings season picks up this week as 76 S&P 500 companies are scheduled to report. IBM will be the Monday's highlight, followed by Netflix, Chipotle, Halliburton, and United Airlines on Tuesday. On Wednesday, I'll be looking out for SAP, Coca-Cola, Johnson & Johnson, Texas Instruments, and Verizon, all releasing results. AT&T, Twitter, Biogen, Snap, American Airlines, Intel, Southwest will go on Thursday before American Express, Honeywell, and Schlumberger will close out the week on Friday. Elsewhere, flash PMI surveys for the US, UK, Eurozone, and Australia will be keenly watched, while central banks in the Euro area, China, Indonesia, Russia, and South Africa will be deciding on monetary policy. Other key data to follow include US building permits and housing starts, UK and Canada retail sales. Eurozone will have the consumer confidence data coming out, and Japan will have the trade balance and inflation data, which we will be looking at. Two other important things that would be happening this week would be Jeff Bezos counts down to launch. The billionaire and three other people are set to ride Blue Origin rocket to the edge of space on Tuesday. A successful trip would provide traction in an emerging space tourism market and validate billions in spending and years of effort developing a portfolio of rocket engines and vehicles. Tokyo Olympics begins after a year of setbacks. The delayed 2020 games officially kick off with Friday's opening ceremony. Organizers have persevered despite pandemic-related hurdles ranging from infections among athletes to an almost total ban on spectators. That is the update. Stay safe and healthy, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.